Well, hi everyone, it's Paul Hopkins here at Queen Alexandra College, and excitement is building, and I'm here with the one and only Karen Easthope. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Paul.
We have some talking to do.
Okay, well, the boxes are packed and ready to go, and basically I'm ready to set on the road for Site Village Roadshow London.
Yeah.
Takes place 6th and 7th of November, which is next Tuesday and Wednesday. It's at Kensington Town Hall, which is in Haunton Street, just off Kensington High Street.
Yeah.
So, again, we've got exhibitors. We've got 53 at today's date,
okay.
So that can always increase. We always get the lastminute.com bookers, which is great. Never turn anybody away.
Yeah.
So, but we're really excited this time. Well, I am anyway. With a couple of new exhibitors that we're welcoming into the Site Village family. The first one is ICANN Experiences,
yeah.
And they're giving people the opportunity to purchase supercar driving experience.
Oh, wow.
I know, yeah, it sounds pretty damn good here, so I'll tell you,
I have to say, yeah.
Well, you may need to go on the stand
yeah.
and have a look. I'm certainly going to go. It's the only chance that I might get to drive a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, or even an Aston Martin, a bit like James Bond. So
it's current, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So, Paul Nicol, the founder of the organisation, is offering a visitor's the opportunity, if they go and visit his stand, to enter a prize draw where they can win one of the amazing experiences that he offers. Not necessarily the supercar experience,
yeah,
but it's one of the experiences that he will offer. So I'm really excited about that one. And the other newbie is See Able. This is a social enterprise specialising in activity holidays in Sicily for visually impaired people. So it's not just a, you know, let's get on a boat and a plane and sit on the beach for 2 weeks. It's giving you one of the options is a 4x4 driving experience up Mount Etna, which is an inactive volcano at the moment.
I was going to say, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. So that sounds great. You go fishing with the local Sicilian fishermen, make your own Mediterranean olive oil, so you know, this sounds extremely exciting. So those are two newbies, and completely different to, you know, the usual technology and information stands.
Yeah.
So it's great to welcome these guys on board.
So fantastic. And I mean, obviously we've got a couple of other things to talk about. I think guide dogs are doing something a little bit different at Site Village this year, aren't they? Well, at Site Village London anyway, they want to start a bit of a dialogue.
Absolutely, yeah. They've produced a video called Family Day Out, which basically shows how future technologies could help blind and partially sighted people get out and about independently. They've worked, I believe, with Microsoft over the summer, and this is going to be an ongoing
It's a concept,
debate.
Really, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's,
it is very much. I mean, I know that you've been in touch with guide dogs yourself, and you'll be doing some audio booing during the event next week. So, but they'll be showing the videos and DVDs throughout the event. Times to be determined, really,
that's right.
At the event.
Yeah.
So just turn up and ask at reception, and we'll be able to give you a clearer idea.
And guide dogs have a stand, of course,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, absolutely,
so.
They do. So if there's nobody at reception, which I very much doubt, you can always go to the guide dog stand and ask for more information about that.
So again, that's very much nothing exists yet in terms of a wholesale solution. It's just they want to talk about what it could be like in the future. And talking of guides, we have guides again. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we do. We've got some sighted guides, volunteers from Barclays Bank.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great. They're going to be there both days. We can't pre-book sighted guides, unfortunately, because it's first come, first serve, basically. But we're really pleased to be working alongside Barclays. They're exhibiting at the event for the first time this year. Information on that is embargoed, so I can't give you any more information on that. Just a little teaser.
We may have a little update if as Karen said at the beginning of this interview, you know, things do change quickly, and there is stuff to be confirmed and going on. So if that is the case, we'll pop back and we'll have a little another little chat. It's all right.
Yeah,
that's what
cool.
we'll do. people are asking, you know, is it, how near is it from public transport? So
okay, yeah, it's the Circle or District line to High Street Kensington.
Yeah.
So, and it literally is a stone's throw from the High Street. It's actually in Haunton Street, but it's opposite Kensington Underground Station.
Yeah.
We do hope to have enough volunteers to have some deployed at the Underground Station and on the High Street throughout the event, so they can just nab somebody's arm and ask them if they're coming to Site Village and then bring them up. So we've also, on the local bus routes on the High Street, there are a series of buses that all stop on the High Street near the venue. Kensington Town Hall, the staff there are amazing, and any visitors that might find themselves in the wrong place, they are very accommodating. But for full information, go to allthews.qac.ac.uk/sitevillage, and you'll find all the information about how to get there and car parking if you're coming in a car, buses and public transport. You'll find it all there.
Is it be okay if people follow you on Twitter if they're not already?
Absolutely, I'd welcome as many followers as possible, please.
It's you're at
Karen Easthope.
Karen, Easthope.
You got it right. Wow.
Or Easthope, as Jaws says.
Yeah. And we'll be tweeting throughout the day and Facebooking. So if anybody needs any particular guidance, if they're lost or whatever, we can always put you right. So get in touch through Twitter. Yeah.
Have we covered everything?
I think so. I hope so. Yeah. All that we're allowed to today, anyway. Yes.
So brilliant. So I think in summary then, come one, come all, you're very, very welcome.
Please come along, and if you do come, say hi at the QAC stand or at the reception. I'll be around, so always come and say hi. I like to see I like to put the personal touch on it.
That's
say
right,
hello to everybody. Absolutely, yeah, I love it.
This sort of business and personalities to names and stuff.
Yeah,
it's always different when you meet people, isn't it, which is great.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so we'll speak to you all soon, and thanks ever so much for listening, and we'll sign off and maybe speak to you with some little updates in the coming days. Okay, bye for now.
Bye.